Director of Public Relations. Or a 299.
Is available only at the FCM.
Sir, there's no other.
Okay.
I know. I wanted to at
turn
least
it up
get
now.
To
it's
there.
It's getting close. I think it's probably there. Yeah, it's getting close.
It's getting there. I really was thinking about just one episode where just a whole song plays, and yeah. Then it's never us.
Yeah.
We just post an episode
I'm into
with
that.
Just a song.
Yeah. We'd have to deceive people. Well, here we go. Have to
we
like,
just listen to the whole thing. I'm okay
just,
with it.
Just play the whole CD. Who cares, man?
Did you guys hear House Addis' new episode? Oh, you mean the fucking best of?
The best of fastball.
Oh, you mean their entire fucking album?
Yeah. Not even the best of, just that one. Oh, I mean,
that's a pretty good best of for them.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Oh, shit. We started talking again before introducing.
That was great timing.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode.
That's a good chorus,
it's a good-ass song.
Fucking banger.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
To another episode of House Sadness, the podcast.
Unfortunately.
And he, unfortunately. Yep. No, you're good. I don't
always unfortunately.
Always.
There we go.
What is the highway behind me and me?
I own that CD as a child.
Yeah?
Yep, Casey Stoddard owns Fastball. Casey, I own Fastball Stoddard.
Call me Minuteman Stoddard because I got fastballs, baby.
That's hurtful.
I'm sorry.
Bad enough.
No, I meant like a couple of minutes. You know what I'm saying?
That's better.
Okay. Call me.
2 minutes is better than 1 minute, according to Flight of the Conchords.
That's true.
Yeah.
That'd be funny as shit, though, if you were just like, so you a minute man? A couple of minute man?
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, man.
Excuse me. You mean a couple of minutes? And then you just get into an argument of what a couple of, or a few. Yeah. I'm a few minute man.
Mm-hmm.
What's a few? What's a few good men? I don't know. A movie.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's few good 90 men. Minutes long.
What? What about three boys?
What about three?
That's that Ian Abrams.
Oh, yeah,
joke.
Yeah.
No, yeah. What is better? A few... Wait, hold on. What were we saying?
More.
A few,
we're saying more
you're
or better.
A few minute man versus a few minute men.
Hmm.
So would you rather fuck a dude who lasts 3 minutes or three guys who last 1 minute?
Well, my pussy, personally...
Jesus Christ, you're gonna break my dick.
Would prefer
over there.
One man...
Yeah?
For a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Big, strong man.
I believe it.
Few strong minutes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, though. Honestly, it would... What would...
I don't...
Because it would be hard to get
you know
into
what?
It if it was... You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would go one guy who lasts 3 minutes because I feel like... Pretty much, like, you know, you finish early, it's embarrassing, and then you got three guys who all finished at once.
And do they all stand in the room, like, embarrassed?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
She's yeah. got
to,
like...
You have to weather the storm of three embarrassed men.
Apologies on apologies.
Yeah. Yeah. this doesn't happen.
And then the last guy's just like, yeah. this happens all the time to me. I was hoping for something
quit
better.
Quit lying. Yeah.
Y'all, we do this all y'all the time. Quit lying. We go places together.
Yeah.
We carpooled here.
Yeah.
Y'all stop lying, all right? We carpooled.
Yeah.
We got actually, we got a Lyft ride. What?
Yeah.
Well, what's the one called where it's it picks up other people along the way?
I was thinking of a clown car.
Oh,
that wasn't funny to me. The Uber pool or the Lyft line.
Lyft line. That's it.
Yeah, but I feel like if it was the three men and they traveled around doing that, they would have that apology down to fucking.
I bet it would be entertaining. Amazing.
Oh yeah,
you know,
oh, yeah.
They may only last a minute each, but their act after lasts for 30.
Let me tell you.
Wait, you go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna. No, I was gonna say they have a great encore.
Oh, I thought you were gonna try to christen it.
No, I was. I thought I had an idea, but it was just a hiccup.
Oh, gotcha.
You know? I thought you were going to put a sound effect. Oh, there it is.
I forgot. I forgot to turn the audio back on.
There we go. Play that again, please.
Okay.
That sounds.
They got me. They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me. The clown got me.
That's it. That's actually audio from the girl picking.
Yeah.
Two, three dudes from a clown car.
Yes.
They got me. That's her coming off as they finish.
Uh huh. And then she was like.
You all need to ride down the stairs?
And then push.
Yep.
She shoves them down her stairs.
Yeah. No, they shoved her because they were like, we don't want that pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. Because I couldn't pull out in time because I don't have enough time. You're out of time.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
That is just, I mean, there's a good handful of ones on here that people wouldn't get. And then there's only other ones that are clearly Adam Sandler and shit that everyone gets. But that one, no one.
Nope.
That dude is gay.
No one is going to know what that's from at all.
That's fine. I don't care.
What you doing in that trunk?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
No, we can explain that. Whatever, I don't really care.
No, we're not gonna until you deserve it.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah. We'll lay down some hot tracks, and then maybe you'll understand it. Public access.
Maybe you listen to another snippet of What the F and Heck.
Yeah, Jesus.
Then you'll deserve it. Ooh, boy. Ooh,
I was going through some tapes.
Ooh, boy.
Ooh, doggy.
We got some good clips. We put together some more clips from What the F and Heck, and I got to tell you. What the fucking shit?
Yeah.
They're great.
I know, man. That was a dark time for me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But,
did you want to talk about that song?
Oh yeah.
Fast Brawl.
I always have a...
They can kiss my fat vagina!
I always have a bit of a smile to that song. I think it was Stella's. I don't think it was Sunday Night Funnies, but
really,
yeah, it was at Stella's.
On the Gong karaoke.
Yeah, yeah, ooh, and he made it all the way through. And so we were all at Stella's, or a good handful of us were. I didn't know Tucker that well yet. Corey Andrew Tucker.
Corey the butt fucker.
Corey the butt fucker Tucker.
Why not?
Corey the dick Tucker.
Billy Damon. Isn't that what he used to say?
Billy Damon's brother. Oh yeah, Billy Damon.
We both have pretty good, first hanging out with Tucker stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you mine after yours.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
So, Tucker, I had heard of Tucker, and we did Funniest Person Together, and so...
Yeah.
And he was one of he talked shit about me. I heard him talking shit about me afterwards that night. And so, I don't know. I didn't ever have anything negative about him. I just didn't know him. And then he went to, I think Traverse or something for a while, and...
He went to some weird thing. I can't even
He was just gone.
That was more recent.
No. He was just gone for a chunk after started hanging out with people, and he was doing these shows somewhere else, and not in the UP, but near Traverse or some shit that.
It's
but,
a small town. I can't think of the name.
He was working at a bar or something too.
Yep.
So I never really got to know him. So by the time he came back. I knew everybody, and we all got along.
Yeah.
Everybody liked me, and I liked them. And then I tried to get to know him a little too quick, I think.
Yeah.
And so, and his response is, which was great. I'm not able to be this person. I'm always jealous of people who are.
It's a really cool response. It is. You're like, God damn it, I wish I was that fucking cool.
And to just play everything so fucking cool all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I was trying to like just be nice to him and break a conversation out and like find some stuff that we had in common. And he sang Fastball the way at karaoke. I'm pretty positive it was Stella's. And then on the way back to the table, which I don't think he was even sitting near me at the table.
Yeah.
I stop him and I was like, hey man, great song choice. And he just goes, yeah, I know, that's why I picked it. And just kept fucking walking like dead forward and then just walked all the way down. He didn't talk to me the rest of the night. Not a single time. And then we ended up starting to get along and we would disc golf together and stuff and it was great and we get along well. And then I told him that story once and he was just like, yeah. That was it. Like, just like, that sounds like me.
He's got one of my favorite laughs because it's like slow and drawn out. And it's loud. It's just that. It's like, oh, sorry. It's like, it like comes in waves and And anytime I can make him laugh, I'm like, yeah, I'm happy. He's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he's a really good dude. Yeah, I like him a lot.
Kind of similar. I don't know. It was like same thing where like, I don't know. When we both like started doing comedy, like neither, like we're not gregarious people, you know, we're not like gonna approach people and be like, oh, hey, blah blah blah.
If I'm shithouse hammered, I might, maybe, but
So, like, I think this was after I won Funniest, I was doing a show in Holland, and this was like legit, like,
is that a diner thing?
No, it was, it was at a movie theater, no, it wasn't even, it was at a hotel,
okay.
Yeah, Holland Hotel, I think. Alex Ritzema ran it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This was, like, legit, like, 3 weeks before I, like, talked to Deggy and Stu, like, for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was driving there, and I'm, like, a mile away, and my car just fucking shits the bed. Just, like, totally breaks down. And I'm, like, well, I don't know what to do. So I was, like, I called Stu, and I was, like, hey, do you know anyone who's on the show tonight? And he's, like, oh, Corey Tucker's on there. He's like, here's his number. So I call him. I was like, hey, my car broke down. Could you, like, if I give you, like, some money, could you come and pick me up and, like, take me to the show? And he's like, yeah, sure. So I gave him $10 to fucking drive a mile to pick me up and then drive a mile back. And I
He just dropped you off back at your car?
No. Like, to drive from he was already at the hotel. Oh, he was already at the
show. I got you. Okay.
And so, I was like, hey, fucking $10 to drive 2 miles. And I was like, I just offered money thinking he'd turn it down.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you got that money? I was like, come on, man. Like, you motherfucker. But yeah, it's understandable, I guess.
Hey, you got the $10?
Know, yeah, like, piece of shit, whatever. But no, I love Tucker.
What you doing in that trunk?
I'm going to fucking swirl his ass the next time I see him.
Man, I haven't gotten to see him. When I was going back last year, back to Michigan, I think I got to see him quite a bit because I was swinging by House Sadness. And that was sweet. Tucker lives in my old room. Yeah, he's got like all my old bedding and shit, too. That fucking...
The old fuck room, as we used to call it in this house.
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Sorry.
I don't care.
I'm trying to spice it up.
No, that's fine. I was just happy I ended up with like some of the coolest like bedding and accoutrement throughout, like a desk and shit, and this weird like expensive dresser stuff I ended up with that somehow fit perfectly in that room, that just the only way that it could have been laid out was the way that I put it in there. And so when Tucker moved in, he's like, yeah, fuck it, just leave like just leave it the same.
Yeah.
And it's yeah,
I like how I had the biggest room in that house, but I don't have anything. So it's just empty.
Yeah, and it would have been hard to get a bunch of shit up that.
Yeah, that's true.
Those fucking weird-ass stairs.
Dude, oh, my God.
It was hard enough to get shit up the other stairs.
Dude, I hit my head so hard one time, I thought I gave myself a concussion.
Fuck that.
Like, I was, like, I think I was high, and I was, like... Like I used to do this a bunch where I was like, when I would run up the stairs, I'd like spring, you know?
Oh,
like
no.
That. Yeah.
No.
And I forgot that there was a doorway.
Yeah.
And I fucking like sprung up and just cracked. I hit the top of my head so hard that I like literally like fell uncontrollably. Like my whole body was just like.
Just crumpled.
Yeah. I gave the old fucking Colonel Sanders water boy getting hit in the head. I just gave that. It's just like fucking.
I was
like,
supposed to get that sound effect.
Yeah, dude. I legit just ate shit. And hey. I remember like I went to bed that night and like set an alarm for like every 2 hours so I could like wake up to make sure I didn't have a concussion. Because, like, if you get a concussion, right. you go to sleep, you die.
Yeah,
you can. Sometimes. But, yeah, no, I just woke up and I was like, oh, I still have AIDS. It's okay.
Oh, good. You just check your prostate every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's where AIDS lives.
Is it? In your prostate?
Yeah, just inside of it. It's like a little everlasting gobstopper.
Everlast?
The bear,
bear. Yeah, I was trying to think of that song, but I couldn't think of a fucking that. Then you really don't know what it's like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know that one. After two, that song sucks.
So, I think we should move on.
Yeah, let's not run the
light. Let's go into... we'll go into a couple of more...
Here we go.
Everybody won't fuck me. Let's hear some couple. Here's a couple fuckers. wouldn't fuckers is what I should.
That's better. That's here we go.
Those are now that's an actual like. There you go. You're bringing it out.
Yeah.
We're not even relying on soundboard farts anymore.
Dude, I could do armpit farts for fucking days. That's gonna be my last on my deathbed.
I've seen it,
Casey. What do you got to say? I hate my kids. I'm not gonna have kids. It's just.
I hate your kids.
Yeah. Who's ever in the room? Fuck you.
Like your kids. Yeah. Oh, no. All right.
I leave everything to my nieces and nephews. Probably. No, I'm not going to have anything.
Probably.
What the fuck? I'm not going to have anything. I'm going to die alone. It's going to be great.
Oh, no.
This is sadder than usual anyways.
I like it.
These are terrible. These are fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't tell, I wrote these and
if I can't
with no thought. This first wouldn't is a suicide girl named Onyx Stoned.
Oh, I don't know if I've heard of her.
Yeah, Onyx, like the Pokemon, you know?
Is it spelled like that or O-N-Y-X? Wait, is that how that one's spelled? Which one's O-N-I-X? That's the actual stone, right?
I don't know.
Or is it Y-X?
I don't know, but anyways...
It's good that we asked the real retarded question.
The hard hitting. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, you mean the question that everyone else already knows the answer to, you fucking idiot?
Well, for the sake of this joke, it's the Pokemon one.
Okay.
So, Onyx Stone wouldn't fuck me, not even if my main move was Harden.
Ooh.
You get it?
I like it.
It sucks. I'm into it.
I think it's... I thought it was pretty all right, man.
Nah, it's okay. The next one is just unacceptable.
Yeah.
So, the next one
I'm
is
glad
me.
You're ending on it.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm interrupt.
You're totally fine.
I'll just finish with
mine's not going to be much better.
No, it's good.
My first wouldn't fuck me is a... I don't know if she's technically a suicide girl, but I think she is also.
Okay.
Her screen name is Sar Gibson. SARGIBSON.
Interesting.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her SARS and then a guitar, a Gibson.
Oh, there you go.
No, I'm just kidding. While I picked her out, I realized that her name was SAR.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. That was stupid. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she owed me a really big favor.
They got me. The clown got me.
Is that the long one? Wait.
No, that's the only one.
A real big favor.
She owed me a real big favor.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't better than the first thing I said.
No, I liked it. It was
just, you know.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
This next one is just me sliding a fucking paper under the door late. You know, it's the equivalent of that. This lady is called Megan Page. I don't know what she's from.
I
just found her on Instagram.
Gotcha.
She lives out here. But Megan Page wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I was a dog-eared page that she would turn back to and hump the shit up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Wait, what?
You know what a dog-eared page is?
No, yeah, I know. Yeah. I got the first part, but then the second part I didn't really get.
It was just, she would, you know, dog-eared me, and then she would turn back. Yeah, she'd keep coming back to fuck me.
I gotcha. She dog-eared you, like, saving you for later. Or this is where I left off.
Yeah. She just like would flip back and be like, nah, it's still ain't gonna
nah.
this, nope, still.
Do you ever end up finishing that book? Nah, I got to this one point.
Nah.
I got to this chapter called Stoddard.
Yeah.
I dog-eared it.
Yep.
And then I just then could I, never, I could never, I could never dive on board.
Then I neutered it.
And then I neutered it.
There it is.
And then I neutered it. All right. I'm into it. I like it. I like that more.
Why am I doing that when I can fart with my hands? You know?
I wish that would have happened if you just like, just actually opened your asshole and farted. Oh, yeah. Not actually did it, but like you farted out of your butt. And then you go, well, why am I doing that if I can fart out of my hands? And then you just squeeze your hands together and accidentally shit your palms.
Well,
all right, that's not that funny.
I don't squeeze my hands together. I release them.
Cute!
Oh, because you create the suction and then...
Yeah. You can also do it on my eye. I used to be able to do it in the middle of my chest, but then I grew tits.
You got a lot of... concavities.
Yeah.
You, like if I was somebody, you like were a doctor.
A dentist with weird glasses.
I was a geodentist.
Oh, there you go.
You got a lot of concavities.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
Why don't you tell us fart noises,
why
y'all?
Don't you tell us some women who wouldn't let you fuck their keister doors.
Keister doors.
Yeah, I tried to. You know what I tried to do.
I liked it, actually.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I was okay with it. I was pretty all right with it.
I wrote some terrible puns today.
Let's see. This last wouldn't fuck me is this princess.
Ooh.
And she wouldn't fuck me.
Uh-huh.
Not even if
yep.
I owned a moat.
Ooh.
You know, like around my castle, like what I live
around
in.
Around your asshole?
Because I am a prince.
Yeah?
And we arranged to be wed because I traded a goat...
Yeah.
For which I owned at one point, but then a dragonate, which then led me to build the moat, dig the moat around my castle. Did I tell you I lived in a castle?
I did.
Yes, to protect myself, my goats, and any princesses who become my wife.
More like, more like White Castle, because.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
That's why.
Oh, that's why.
Gotcha, bitch.
White Castle because of why?
Because you're fat.
I don't know. Because
she's fat?
Because
someone's fat in this scenario?
Come on.
Or you're Harold and Kumar?
One time I spent a fucking way too much money at White Castle because Carl Johnson is a motherfucker.
Oh, let's hear it. Oh, man, I got it. Oh.
I don't want to tell the whole story.
Yeah, I got some Carl Johnson stories, too. Hey, Carl. You're not listening.
I had to pay for the whole taxi back home when he said he was going to drive
us
back.
This motherfucker. All right. Yeah, let's not get into it.
And then I bought us all White Castle and...
Yeah. Was it for the fucking Dearborn show or whatever?
A confetti liquor box?
Yes. Yeah.
I had fun at the show. I had fun after, too.
Yeah.
I had a blast. And I had a lot of fun with Carl, and it was fun, and it was dope that he let us stay at his place. But then he didn't... He had too much fun, and so he didn't drive
That's
us back, and the
oh
fucking taxi
boy.
Cost so goddamn yep. much money, the motherfucker, and oh. then White Castle wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be at that time of night.
Yeah. I'll give you the clip. I've been there three or four times.
Then Ortega wouldn't stop fucking snoring, and I wanted to
Dude.
Kill him in his sleep. Same with Johnson. You snore
yes!
too.
Yes! Oh my god, okay.
Oh, you told this on a cast already.
No, did I?
You didn't?
I don't think so. I'll just give you the cliff notes.
Yeah.
The very first time I went, it was the night after that Adam Deggie's dad died, and we both fucking blacked the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was one of those nights where, like, we were both drinking, and we're like, we can't get drunk. Like, what the fuck's going on? So I stole a remote from the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. And then, I think this was the very first one because he gave us... Yeah, it was the very first one because he used to give you a hotel room.
And then, oh yeah, because you guys got that one hotel
shit
room.
Faced, uh-huh. And I have to share a bed with Adam Deggie, who has like ADDDDDDD's nuts. Like he can't hold still, so I'm sharing a bed with him, and he's like fucking flipping over every 2 seconds. And then Carl's snoring like a motherfucker because he's like, "Oh, I got too drunk. I can't drive." So, and then yeah,
I get too drunk all the time, but.
All right, let's move on.
Not if I promise to drive somebody else home that gets to get drunk.
Not only that,
listen, you punk.
I'm driving in fucking Detroit, and I don't know where I'm going, and he tells me to take a left, and it's down a fucking one-way. Yeah. Then we go to Denny's, and I'm not even hungry. We saw a fight, though. That was cool. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
Yeah. I have, listen, here's the thing. Let me just finish it.
Carl, you're cool, but come on,
I have
on,
nothing
man.
Against Carl.
No, not me neither.
At all.
No.
But come on.
Yeah, if you actually listen to this. Exactly.
All right. Cool. No,
it's okay.
So we're actually going to move on now to
a
brand new...
Oh, we're not doing
new...
the 30 seconds up?
Oh, yeah, we got to do
that's
that.
That's why I moved
that's
the whole
why
thing.
You had it set up.
No, that's okay,
I'm, like,
buddy.
Dicking around playing horse noises and shit.
I thought you were just waiting for me to shut up.
No, I'm just an idiot as
no,
well.
No, that's cool.
I
could tell you another time. We went there, and I wasn't on there, but I went there for some reason with Garrett and Garrett Elzinga.
Oh, see, that's the story I thought you were going to tell, because you've told that one.
Did I?
I think you told that one on the cast.
The LARPing convention?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got
or
the hotel.
At least you told me.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think you might have said it on
and just between
here.
Me and you is a blurred line.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
It's, yeah, it's, that's another story for another. It's not that important.
We'll
it's not that
it.
Funny.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
It's all right.
It's definitely one that would have been more of an experience.
Yeah.
But I think that's what a lot of stories we tell end up...
Sorry.
Or would be... And we're just idiots.
Yeah. That is... Yeah, that's the moral of every story. We're fucking...
Ding-a-ling-dong-dongs. We're going to leave you with a sing-a-ling-sing song.
Yeah.
It's not a song, actually. This is... We're going to take a quick break with 90 seconds of Jimmy Fallon...
Oh, boy.
...laughing.
Yes.
Basketball.
Oh, coach? You don't know play basketball.
At everything.
Why am I telling you? You're better than me. I'm trying...
Segway. Anyway, the bones, huh?
This is not a man's car.
Possible. It's
genius.
And sounds like.
I don't know. Scares me to death.
And I'm like, this is so bad. And I just took off running.
None of it, man.
Did it? Because he's amazing like that. He's the most humble but the coolest.
It is.
Come on.
Nope.
I think.
What again?
Yeah. Daddy, don't like me.
But seriously, come on, Carl. Right. Stop shitting on him. Good dude, but come on, man.
I don't think we were shitting on him, really.
No, it's all right. I don't think. We were just saying you snore.
Not as a person, just a...
No, he's a great person. I love hanging out with him.
A couple of times, you know what? It's because we all had too much fun together.
Yeah.
You start having too much fun, and
yes,
then people forget.
That's what it is.
I will tell you. All right, we won't go into it. I was going to say, I will
much...
tell you somebody. I'll tell you fucking Josh Courtney.
Oh, no, let's not do that.
I have a note in my phone that I found once that said, if I die in this car ride,
it's because of Josh Courtney.
Because we were driving back from KZU in the middle of fucking winter in Michigan once, and he wasn't supposed to drink that night.
Yep.
And so we're taking our drinking, and then all of a sudden we look in the back, and that motherfucker is doing tequila shots.
Yep.
And still drives because Ortega and I are fucking drunk as shit. And so we're just white knuckle.
Yep.
We're white knuckling while Courtney's not. And just
he is
fat knuckling his way back.
I was trying to think of a food pun, but yeah. Nope.
Sausage knuckling.
I was going to say, I'll wrap the Carl thing up. Good dude. Yeah. It's just, you don't see him that often. You're like, you know.
You just have too much fun.
Yeah. You just have too much fun. You're like, I remember why I like this dude. And it's like, fuck, this kind
of
sucks.
Instead of taking tequila shots and knuckle puckling his way back.
Knuckle fucking.
That one wasn't great.
Speaking
either.
Of hanging out with Josh Courtney when he's not supposed to be drinking, one time I came up from Chicago to Kalamazoo. I drove three and a half fucking hours.
Because I was in town, but I was somewhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, hey,
oh, yeah, we're going to meet up with you guys that night.
No, this was a strip club.
No, we I met up with you guys afterwards, and you were all really, like...
I was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Because fucking... I don't care, like... I got, the green light to, like, hey, you're not driving. And so, like, that was the only, like... That was the stipulation, was Courtney is going to come with us to be the DD.
Yeah.
And we do the show at Louis, and then Bird was like, hey, let's go to a strip club. I'll pay everyone's cover.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Ortega are like, all right, whatever. We'll do it. And
yeah, I'm sure Ortega was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like oh, fuck it.
And I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. Whatever. I don't have a choice.
Right.
I really don't.
Whatever.
And I look, and Courtney's just fucking, dropping bombs at the bar, just fucking chugging and shit. And I was like, hey, Ortega, like, he's fucked up. Like, he can't drive. So Ortega drives to the strip club, because I couldn't drive because I was high. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. But then we go to the strip club. We're there. I don't drink at all. Like, mm-hmm. I sober up and shit. And then we have to drive.
Not by choice.
Yeah. This motherfucker chose. So, like... Bird and Ortega split a pitcher, and then Courtney just gets a pitcher by himself, and he's drinking it straight. Not even like a gentleman. Doesn't even have a goddamn cup. All right, I'm sounding like a dick right now. But listen, I had to drop off Michael Bird. I don't care. I'm glad I did. Got him fucking Taco Bell again.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, no, that was another time where I was like, get the fuck out of my car.
Oh yeah, okay.
That was another time. But no, drop him off. But I was already. I was just fucking like on edge because I got followed from the strip club to Bird's place by a cop.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just annoying. And then Courtney's in the backseat of my car. Was it my car? Yeah, it was my car. I think, I don't know. Actually,
you drove from Chicago.
Well, it might have been someone else's car, but whoever's car it was.
It was either you or Ortega's, though.
Yeah, because I think it might have been my car. It was Ortega's. Because he's in the backseat with his fucking feet out the goddamn window.
Courtney?
Yeah, dude.
Fuck
yeah,
off.
And then we parked.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, dude. He had his feet out the fucking window. Like, he was, like, trying to lay down, and he was, like, trying to open the door and shit when me and Ortega are screaming at him. And then we get home. We get to Sadness, and then fucking Ortega has to... We have to drag him out of the back seat. Yeah. But, sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer, man. It's a bummer when that shit happens.
It's fine. I didn't mean to be all negative. Courtney, we all make mistakes. It's fine. I don't care.
He makes a lot of them, though.
Yeah. It's all right. It's whatever, man. It's cool.
I make plenty of mistakes, too. But
yeah, I'll see you next time in Grand Rapids.
I hope
hopefully
I see him.
For Greggy's wedding, yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, no.
I saw him when I was featuring at Grins, but he...
he sent me a pretty funny fucking message like a couple months back, so... It's an inside joke.
I'd be more than happy to see him completely. Yeah.
I like seeing him.
Yeah, there's
That's
no negativity in this except for during that moment in those times and the day after usually.
Yeah.
All upset and pissed off.
We all love
each
other.
Then you fucking get over it.
Yeah. We all love each other, but it's just like you're frustrated when it's like you get the green light to like
you're
be
like,
a fucking
on,
dick and then you have to like compensate because motherfucker can't pull his weight. It's
It doesn't know how to be responsible.
Yeah. The cook is shook. That's all.
The cook is shook. Shook in the nook.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's a
whole
other thing.
That was a nice.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I feel
Anyways,
bad for that.
Josh, I hope you're doing well.
Me too, man. Seriously.
Yeah. You wrote 90 seconds of Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh shit, I wrote the wrong thing. I'm a retard.
That's fine.
I meant to just do Jimmy Kimmel in blackface.
Yes.
Call Malone. Don't know nothing about no internet.
All right. We're running long. Okay, let's wrap this fucking.
So we're gonna do a brand new bit here.
It's not brand new. We've done it before.
We haven't done this one.
Oh, this
version.
Technically.
Well, yeah. I guess technically we have because I just straight up asked you, but
yeah.
It's called. I don't know how long it could last either, but we might change it up a little bit here and there. But it's tentatively named, and I don't even know if it'll really work this well because it was named this before we figured out to do the end of it too.
I just thought of one, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm down with something else too. Is Virgin Suicides?
Okay. You're talking about this version because we're gonna do
because then we also the idea of it in
explain
the first
it and
place,
I'll say my
yeah
name.
The idea of it in the first place was to just talk about firsts the firsts of things that we've had talk about those and then you know we thought it'd be cool to also do firsts and lasts
yeah
so Virgin Suicides doesn't really necessarily work unless it's like hey, the first time you killed yourself and the last time you killed yourself, because yeah. it's the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What's your idea for the name?
From First to Last.
I like it.
That emo band.
Oh, I'd have never heard of that.
It was the guy, the Skrillex guy. He was the lead singer. And then he left to do Skrillex. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that. That's fucking crazy. I'd never heard of that.
Yeah.
Mm. Getting in that pussy hole.
That's all. Yeah, I was just going to say from first to last.
I'm okay
but,
with it.
So, yeah. But, so, I like we're gonna do the first of something, but then also the latest of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So today, Junior.
69.
this time around, it's going to be Wet Dream.
Yep.
Wet Dream Mess.
Yes.
Dreamers and creamers, all the same. Creamy. When you're wet dreaming.
Creaming your dream, creaming your dream jeans.
There you go.
There we are.
Jean creaming your demon creaming jeans.
Oh boy,
that was yeah.
I liked it.
All right, so who do you want to go first?
You, because I can't think of my
the first wet dream.
Yeah, I can't really remember like one in. Like middle school or high school, but okay. I remember quite a bit because I still get wet dreams quite often for okay. some fucking reason. Got a goddamn ball sack that's working overtime, you know what I'm saying?
Fastballed away.
Yeah. Jesus.
Got them fastballs.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I don't know. So this first one, I don't think it was technically a wet dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, no, that's not true. Technically, it was a wet dream. But like there was a chunk of time in my life where I was just jerking off and nothing was coming out.
Really?
Yeah. And so I think I would feel like at the end there'd be like a sensation of like, this is better yeah. than the rest. But I also, thinking back on it, remember there being a point where I would just stop because it was just too sensitive. And it's just like friction dicking.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but there were times, there were actually times where I would just like, and nothing would come out. So I could just, you know, I no cleanup. I was very young. Not very young. I don't fucking know. I don't know how to remember that shit. I don't have a great memory from my childhood. 7th 8th grade?
Yeah.
Oh wow, no. I was younger.
So that's like 12, 13.
Yeah, I was
right? I don't know.
I don't know. I was probably 13, more so 14, in like maybe? I was in middle school probably.
Yeah.
So I think I don't know. You threw me off.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I don't know what age, but I remember we were in Ludington. I was sleeping on this pull-out couch,
yeah.
And of this woman my bio dad was seeing, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, oh fuck yeah, I had a wet dream,
yeah.
And I was like psyched about it, and then I started investigating a little more, and I'm pretty sure I just pissed.
Ooh, interesting.
Pretty sure it was just piss.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot.
Okay.
And then, but then here's when I knew, because I was just like, fuck. Because
yeah.
I remember thinking like, oh shit, is this, did I break the seal? Like now mm-hmm. this is how much is going to come out every time?
Yep.
And how bummed I was because oh, yeah. like jerking off and having like a cum
mm-hmm.
without actually making cum
yeah.
was awesome. Because then you could just be like done and yeah. back, time for bed instead of being like, got to clean up.
Yeah.
And so I was
set
worried about it.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not no, really. See, but then it took me a while because then the next time I tried to jerk off, that much didn't come out because nothing did again.
Yeah,
and so then I was like, oh, I don't think I had a wet dream.
Oh, when you said Ludington, I think this is the earliest fucking wet dream that I can remember.
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
Because I played hockey growing up, and we would play hockey in Ludington a bunch.
Yeah, you would.
But at the end of the year, we would always go to Sault Ste. Marie, and Sault Ste. Marie. You ever
yeah,
been
yeah.
There?
No, I yeah. know. I know it.
Why did you give me that weird look?
I don't know, because I'm an idiot. I was trying to think of something dumb to say.
So I remember this was in middle school, and I was in a hotel room with my mom, my two sisters, and my brother. And I'm sleeping on a cot by myself,
uh-huh.
and I have a fucking wet dream while my whole family is in the hotel
oh,
room.
Oh, no.
Just remembered that, but I played it off cool, you know. I think I just gave them the cot back, and I was like,
don't worry, y'all.
Hey, it smells like cum. I don't know what this
Set
is about.
Set in some Diet Coke.
I'm 11. Yeah. Set in some Diet Coke. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I had some cans of it in the back seat, and they exploded.
Yeah.
All over my jeans.
Yeah, that was, I think that's the earliest one I remember. Because I don't know about you, but I have a thing sometimes where, like, when I'm having a wet dream, I'll wake up while I'm coming.
I've had that before. God damn it.
Like, because then I'm like, usually when you wake up and then you're like you realize that you already came, you're like, oh, I'll just go back to sleep. And then like while it's happening, you're like, ah, I guess I gotta change my I guess I gotta fucking change. You know?
I like the idea of like it's already been done, you wake up and you're like, well, I've already been rolling around in it. Well, it's practically dry.
Yeah. Gotta fucking
You know what? I think I remember more waking up before it happened.
Really?
About
to happen, and then you wake up.
Yeah, and then I wake up. It's almost like falling backwards in a dream or something.
Oh, yeah.
So you're about to wake up, which if I was ready for it, I bet you it would have been more enjoyable.
I was gonna
say to like wake up and just and just like go.
Yeah.
But I'd wake up and I would panic, and then it would go away. And that's awful.
Yeah, I think it's because usually in your dreams when you're about to come, you have your back to a canyon. And then you're like, if I come, it's the force is going to throw me backwards.
I'm like fucking a sheep the wrong way. It's like how they're like, oh, you fucking sheep against the edge of a cliff because it pushes back against you. And I'm like, it's never pushed back against me. It just walks forward into the field and keeps eating grass.
Yes.
And I'm just... teetering on the edge like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Just
that's a good reference.
Super close to coming.
Yeah. I have a thing. I don't know what this is. I kind of want to make a joke about it, but like when I have a wet dream, like the sex dream, I always come immediately in the sex dream.
Oh.
Where it's like I'm about to fuck a girl we're about to fuck, she starts like blowing me. Like, literally 5 seconds in the dream, I'm just done.
You're just done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same with like fucking, or I've had like times where I'm like gonna have a sex dream, and like I can feel like that I'm about to come, but then I like talk myself out of the sex. Like that to me is even weirder. Where I'm just like, no, I'm good. Nope. Yeah. It's fucking like, I don't know. Something's weird with me.
It's just weird shit. The brain shit is very strange with that kind of sense, because everyone talks about how it sucks that you kind of, you're like, oh, it's a dream. I could make whatever fantasy you want. Mm-hmm. It's like, no one does that.
Yeah.
No one has control of their own shit that they can just be like, how were your dreams last night? Fucking awesome. Because I learned how to like just control them now and do whatever the fuck I want.
I don't know. Yeah. I've had some like... I have like sleep paralysis, and I've had some things where like I feel like I've controlled some dreams. Like I remember one time I was like trapped in a trailer and it was like filling with sand, and I just remember like it was like getting to the point where like I was gonna die, and I just go, well, it's time to wake up. And
then I literally said it
out loud in the dream. I was like, it's time to wake up.
I can get that a little more so than
I've had ones where it's like it's felt like that, but like I don't know, I'm fucking stupid, you know,
because I feel like I've had a couple where it's like time to wake up kind of thing,
yeah,
based on like fear and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I always have if it's like a sex dream, it's very often me having to watch someone I care about fucking somebody else.
Really?
Yeah, like
people, you're a voyeur.
People I'm seeing. No, not in a good way.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like in a
cucking.
Fuck you.
Cuck.
No.
Jacob's a cuck.
No, because technically that's still a good way.
Is it?
Like, yeah, because if you're getting cucked, it's your fetish too.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
No, it's like people that I have been seeing or something, watching them or catching them fucking someone else.
Interesting.
Or, being told no, or
wait, what?
Or falling asleep. I've had a ton where I'm about to have sex with somebody and it's about to be amazing, and then I'll just pass out.
Oh,
in my dream, I'll go to sleep, which is even more fucked up to me that I'll just go to sleep while I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Mine are always like hand job for 5 seconds, blow job for 5 seconds, or I'm about to fuck you, and then before I get it in, I come. Those are my wet dreams.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. It's... Yeah.
Maybe that's why you have so many wet dreams, and I don't have that many wet dreams. I always... Yeah. I don't know, though.
My conscience has no confidence in me?
Well, no, what's the... well, what's the time difference in dreams or whatever? You know how they say, like, you know, 5 seconds in a dream is actually 10 minutes in real life? So that means you've been, like, hard dicking your sheets for 10 whole minutes in real life.
Yeah.
But really, it's only been 2 seconds in the dream. So you're like, fuck, I came early.
Yeah.
But really, it took you...
grinding.
Yeah, you're just tearing the skin off your cock.
Probably, man.
And that's... Hey, I think we just solved something there.
Yeah. I still don't feel great about it.
It doesn't help my psyche.
No, I'm still fucking sheets. Yeah. No.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the... not weird, but like one of the like ones where I was like, really? Like, are you fucking kidding me? One time, I was with a girl.
Grapefruit. Oh.
What?
Grapefruit. I was with a grapefruit.
No. It was... I was just with a girl, and I had sex with her. And then I had a wet dream after we had sex. And like I woke up at like when it was happening, and I was like, had to change my underwear. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. It's like... climb back in bed. But I was like, really?
I don't know.
Really? I just came like 4 hours ago.
right.
I didn't get it all out. Like, come on, man. Are you fucking kidding me, balls?
Hey, what you should have told her, man. I'm sure maybe that would have been a compliment.
Like, just wipe my...
I didn't say that.
On my I didn't say own that. Face.
Yeah, on your own face.
No. No, it was just like, I don't know. My balls are small, so I was like, what the fuck's going on here, you know?
Yeah, as soon as they overflow quick.
Small and mighty. It's weird.
Here they come to shame the day.
Yeah. Got these tiny balls and this big fat fucking dick. I just don't know what
to
do.
Two lies and a truth, baby. Yeah,
exactly.
No, that's why they're actually two truths and a lie, you know?
Yeah, because they're trying to... What? Hold on a second. We got this backwards.
They always tell the truth, you know?
Yeah. Sure. I don't know.
A lot
I'm
of
gay.
Cum. I don't
I'm
know
fucking
either.
Gay. A lot of cum. Just, you know...
So I don't think... Oh, shit.
I know. I hit the long one.
I don't think... I'm going to try to talk during this like that's possible.
Yeah. Listen, the amount I come... Yeah, it's above average. It's a little too much, I'll say it. It's a little... It's too much.
Yeah. You get...
And I wish I could save it.
Talking about coming while there's just a long fart going...
Yeah,
listen. The amount I come... It may be a little too much to some people, okay?
No, it is too much. I agree. It's ridiculous.
It's more than 3 handfuls. Doesn't mean you need to bring me down in the middle of Applebee's parking lot on my motherfucking birthday.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I'm gonna get the cowboy burger. It's my fucking birthday. And I will fucking come wherever I want, how much I want, on my own watch, if I'm not my mother's son, you know? I will do whatever fuck I fucking want.
What's the cowboy burger? Is that the rodeo, like the rodeo burger?
Yeah, their version of the rodeo burger. Onion rings, barbecue
Let's
sauce.
Let's only talk about food.
Yeah, it's okay. That one is so fucking aggressive. That one's right after, like, the long one, right?
Wait, I think
that's
I have
like
two of the same one.
That's, like, the first reset where she just killed me. Yeah.
Yeah, you
got it on there twice?
I did save twice.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay.
Those farts like my cum. A little too much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is actually the son of Casey having
a wet dream. No, it's not. Why do you gotta lie to our listeners?
Sorry, it's actually this.
No, it's not. It's not. That's. It's not anything like that at all.
It's not.
It's whatever the normal reaction is. Take it down 5 notches because I have no emotions.
Oh,
it's no. It's not that at all. Nope.
Well, if the glove.
I don't want to talk to you.
The glove doesn't fit.
You must. You must. You must a shit.
Oh, my God.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must a shit.
Why does anyone listen to this?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know, man. What are we fucking doing wrong? Yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, tell the story.
Okay. So I don't remember the last wet dream. We just
tell
going.
The couch one.
Yeah. I don't remember the last one, but the most memorable last wet dream that I had was I was living with Woody and
old Woodward.
Yeah, my roommate Woody, not my Woody.
Good dude.
Very good dude. And I was working third shift, so there was a lot of times I would get back from the bar or work, and I would just like lay down on the futon in our living room, and it was the futon and then another couch adjacent to it, perpendicular to it.
I remember that place very well.
Yeah, and then Woody would usually wake up around that time, and we'd bullshit a little bit before I went to bed, and he'd like watch a movie before he went to work or something. Or he'd just be hanging out.
Try this. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's been in the fridge for...
It's better than I remembered, but it's not good. No, it's not bad. The one I had, the mango... Did you ever have the mango one?
I don't
one?
Like that. Dude, but it doesn't mango, taste as bad as
the mango one tasted like LaCroix that doesn't get you drunk. It tasted like LaCroix and then someone burped a shot in your face. It was
ew.
Fucking terrible.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have that.
So, no more onesie
we're
Fridays.
We're talking about a beer.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That was
sorry.
Left in our fridge for a while. So one morning, often I would pass out on the couch, and then I'd wake up, and he'd already be gone, or he'd like shake me awake, and then I'd go to my actual bed, and he'd
shaking Jake,
forward, shaking Jake, you know. And this time, I Jake and you know, I did myself a little dirty, and so he was watching. Fuck, what movie was it, too? He was watching Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Oh, that's a good one, dude.
And I had been present during that movie at least three times before this, because after he bought it, he watched it a ton.
Yeah,
and I had never gotten to actually see it, because I would pass out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, like, a fucking wet dream.
Yeah, wet.
And, like, woke up so elated and, like, psyched and was like, yep. Like, before, but like, right before being able to, like, make any sort of, like, noise or movement, at least that I knew of, I opened my eyes and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is still on, and I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like,
was Tom Hardy on the screen, at least?
No, I wish. I think it was Mark Strong, which is still fine.
Yeah, no, Tom Hardy, though, shameless. Yeah. Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, I don't want to say anything about the movie. But then,
it's pretty good.
So then I just mean in a Tom Hardy sense.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just, by me explaining it, I kind of gave a hint that.
Yeah, I'm the Tinker Tailor spoiler guy.
Spoiler guy. Yeah, I
let's
hear
kill
you.
Kill me. All right. Jesus Christ.
So immediately realized that I'm laying
shitting?
On the fucking futon
my
own cum puddle. And I just look up and see Woody, and I'm just like trying to play it so cool. And I'm just like, yeah, man, I just drew it on with Sharpie on my pants, you know?
That's a callback
call
for the ages.
The other episode, yeah.
We didn't record these
just
back
didn't,
to back.
I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, you
at
can't.
All. And then I just kind of was
when
like...
When I watch you, wanna do... I don't even like that band, so...
But,
right where you're standing.
And I fucking...
In my cum puddle.
And then I'm just sitting there in the same sense of, like, panic.
Yeah.
Of, like, I'm hoping that I wasn't, like, slowly humping this futon or something.
Yeah.
And I wasn't wearing, like, there was no blanket on me either. So I'm like, who knows if I was, like, ass down against...
Yeah.
And just rock hard cocking, like...
Yeah. I don't... I was going like, to say, a lot of my...
Donald Ducking?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of the ones where I've woken up while coming, I'm on my back.
Mm.
So I think I'm just fucking, you know, I just got great Kegels. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually on my stomach.
My neck,
like,
my back. My fucking Kegels fuck my ass.
Oh.
That's not the worst.
Remix.
Yeah,
Remux.
Sure, whatever. I hate myself. Anyways.
Getting in that pussy hole.
But, that was the last time I remember.
I had something to say.
I think
shit.
I told him about it.
Shit. Can we go back for a second?
Sure.
I feel like I had a pretty good joke, but I forgot.
About
it,
what?
I'm fucking gay. It was after the say anything something. Mm-hmm. What were you saying after I interrupted you for the billionth time on this podcast? That's all I do is interrupt you.
I think we interrupt each other.
Fuck, what was it? Anyways, it was... I'll listen back to it.
It was way
make...
after Tinker Tailor, and then come in on my back. What did I say?
No,
Donald Duckin.
It was in between Donald Duckin and humping. I don't know. I'll listen back to it and I'll write it down. I probably won't.
That's okay.
It's not a good joke. I just think it is because I'm
fucking retarded. He needs some milk.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I talked to him about it. And if I didn't, he's hearing it right now.
Okay.
And I'll get a text about it. But I'm pretty positive I told him about it because I think I straight up asked him. Oh, I was talking about how I was hoping I wasn't just like humping the couch.
Yeah.
But
I am not gay.
I was like, this couch has a vagina, okay? Listen.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
I was dreaming about creaming. Mm-hmm. All right, I think we should end this.
Where's the... I'm looking for a new one. I'm not seeing it.
They're all the new ones are like right here. They're all on this one, if there was added new.
What?
They got me. They got me. They got me. They got me. The clown got me. The clown got me.
Oh, there it is.
You all need to ride down the stairs?
That's all. That's all I wanted.
All right.
I hope they can hear me. They probably did.
What? Oh, whispering?
Yeah.
They might not be able to.
Where's the stairs?
Yeah. So that's about us creaming our jeans. And there will be more to come. Literally.
Ooh, you know, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish... fucking, I'm 27, you're 69. Like, why can't we stop coming in our sleep, you know? Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
That's my biography.
Yeah.
Is I can't stop coming.
In my sleep. Like,
just in general.
Maybe it's like one of those like myths that like, oh, once you get out like out of puberty, like you won't come in your sleep and you won't have acne anymore. It's like, no, both those things are true.
Man, I remember back in the day, I had like no hair on my body. And I remember legit wishing, like sitting somewhere and wishing like, God, I wish I had hair on my body. And I fucking hate myself for that so much now.
Let me ask you something.
I don't believe in wishes.
Yeah.
But if everyone got one wish in their entire life, that is the only one that was granted of mine. Because I got this fucking armpit hair that is like escaping my armpits and...
Yep, it's going on the...
Getting fucking going on Gulliver's Travels or...
Mm-hmm. Gullah Island.
What's that stupid fucking game I'm trying to think of the name of?
Jumanji.
That's
but no, it's got Robin Williams in his
hair.
Yeah. That's
where
I went.
No, I can't hear. Jumanji. Well, yeah, that works. Oh, my God.
My bad.
I'd be okay with being a fucking Appalachian monk. I don't know. What are those people that don't have hair on their faces?
Alopecia. Appalachian monk.
I knew it wasn't right.
What?
I knew it wasn't. Listen, I knew it wasn't right.
Oh, man.
I just, afterwards.
Oh, that's funny.
I just needed to say.
It's funny because, like, Appalachian, you, like, I'm like, oh, hairy person, monk, baldless. So you, like, took the two opposite ends of the spectrum and just fucking butt-fucked them together.
There's no Appalachian monks, right?
No.
There's the Appalachian Trail.
I'll give you the Appalachian Monk of the title of this episode.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. All right.
Quick question.
Yes.
So like the first hair on your face, where did you get it?
I'm not going to remember that, man. I remember the first time someone said I had hair on my face and I felt good about it. A 6-year-old was like, what's that hair on your lip? And I was like,
really?
Oh, you mean my mustache? I didn't say that to him, but I was just like psyched. And I was like, you'll get him when you're older.
Damn.
But it wasn't. But it's blonde.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
The only reason he was able to see it is because he was sitting so low.
Yeah.
And the sunlight must have caught it. But yeah, I don't remember the exact. What about you?
I had it right under my chin.
Oh.
I didn't notice like. I had like a patch of like 10 hairs, and my brother was like, what the fuck is that, you fucking piece of shit? And then I was like, oh no. And I just like plucked them all out. But no.
What is that? Is the meanest thing?
Yeah, I know. No,
how did you do that?
I don't know, because I don't know. It's a weird relationship. No, he's good. Yeah. But it was just like, I don't know. I had to, I had to shave before I got in sixth grade. It was fucked up.
Dude, my sister did that.
It was that. It was that, and then I had huge sideburns.
Oh, okay.
Huge fucking sideburns, man. But yeah, like the last thing that grew in was my mustache. But like by the time I was like.
You had the like Abe Lincoln stuff, right? Yeah, where it grows in underneath.
Yeah, I got that
first.
Michael Bird. Yeah, yeah.
The Michael Bird stats.
But by the time I was like a sophomore in high school, I could have grown like a full beard. But like,
then
I wasn't allowed to because sports and stuff, but whatever.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, yeah, it was weird. Yeah, just like the I had like a little island of hairs underneath my chin. It was fucking weird.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the new look. I'm gonna shave everything but that.
Just braid it. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. I remember I was at a baseball field and my brother's like, "What the fuck is that?" And I'm like, "Oh shit."
Sister caught me in the guy's restroom once, and she pointed at my pubes, which were large, and she was like, "What the fuck is that?" And I looked at her, and I was like, "What the fuck is that?" And she was like, "It's my cock." and then...
Spread them.
We sucked each other's dicks off.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you, buddy.
What are you doing? That's a good closer, though.
It's that, but...
I know, we'll
see. Oh, yeah, we played most of this, though.
No, let's play it.
It doesn't really work to do the same.
No, it's cool.
The other one?
No.
Or this one. Yeah, we'll just do this one.
That's what we're doing from now on, right? So, shit, I forgot.
Name the episode?
Yeah, what did I say it was, and I fucking forgot.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to re-listen to this.
It is what I said it was earlier.
Yeah.
Insert
what he said earlier. I don't remember. I'm no better.
So you'll
give me that.
I don't know.
The episode title.
No. Okay, let's just pretend like I'm gonna pause and then like we'll go back and post and then put the title in. So yeah, the name of the episode is... Yes.
I put it in right there.
Yes, so all right.
Thanks for listening and
sorry about everything.
Sorry for listening.
You jerks.
Thanks so much, everybody. This might be our longest one. No, it's not. No, if we cut it, no, it might be timed up with the other longest one.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening to How Sad Is the Podcast. My name is Jacob Kuban. You can find me at Jacob Allen Kuban.
Moist Junk.
And Moist Junk. .com as well as Moist Junk Instagram.
Rate and review, you fucking idiots, and get a free goddamn koozie, you fucking pieces of shit. Do it already. Tell your
quit hurting my feelings.
Yeah, play this to some coma patient so we can get some goddamn fans.
Yes. Casey_Stoddard
at everything I hate myself.
Did you ever see the movie The Cell? With Jennifer Lopez?
With J-Lo, yeah.
I liked
What's
it,
the one
Vincent D'Onofrio?
That's like The Cell, but it's The Cube, where the guy who's like mentally retarded, and then he helps him escape, but they just shit on the whole fucking time.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's like The Cell very much movie-wise, aside from the fact that it's like a horror thriller.
You know how it's the same in my mind? They're both two-word titles called The, and they start with a C.
Okay.
That's what it is.
The C words.
Yes.
I'm done.
And they were both made in the 90s, and are... pretty decent.
I liked them both.
Yeah, I liked them too.
I liked, I think some artist was a big part of The Cube, or I mean The Cell.
Oh, yeah?
I think probably.
You said
the
Vincent
Cube
D'Onofrio
too.
Did that?
Vincent D'Onofrio was in it.
Oh.
It's pretty sweet, man.
Okay. Wait, who was that? Oh, I was thinking of,
What?
So stupid.
What?
You said Vincent D'Onofrio. I was thinking of this dude, the dude who fucking directed Suspiria, and his name's like Vincent, like some crazy
De La Dugueva or something.
Yeah.
Well, D'Onofrio, I guess.
Well, no.
Crazy
it has
too.
A D and then an Offrio-esque name of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the way I thought of it.
D's Offrios.
D's nuts. But, yeah. You just want to run it and then talk afterwards?
Well, yeah, sure. All right, you guys. Thanks. And sorry. And.
Sorry about everything,
we're
my game.
Go away forever.
Anyone could see the road.